Shalom,
hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the time of the giving of Torah. We're going to learn selected excerpts from the sources. We'll begin with excerpt number 6, titled As One Man in One Heart. The study material is on the site, on Sviva Tova, in the Yerbut system. You can also ask questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. The time of the giving of Torah, Rav, please.
The time of the giving of the Torah is a special state where each and every person receives it when he's ready to receive the Torah, meaning he feels that he can rise from relating to reality, not through his will to receive, but through his will to bestow. We are in a transition from lo lishma to lishma, seeing everyone in our will to receive, to seeing everyone in our will to bestow. Let's hope this will be revealed in us more and more, and in all of us together, completely. Although, until we reach the complete lishma, we have many more degrees to climb until the end of correction, where all of our desires will enter into this quality in order to bestow to the other and through the other to the Creator. And this will exist in us, be rooted in us, in each one of us individually and in all of us together. And then, let's together think that we're helping one another, we're supporting each other. And in this way, we're also holding on to the Creator. And to that extent, He accepts us. There's no more than two states. The state of lo lishma, where the Creator has created us, especially as it's written, I've created the evil inclination, which is the thought of, about himself that is in each and every one. And there can also be an inclination, a thought, a desire to accept the desire, the other first, before himself, and he can measure it, who's first and who's second, and accordingly to arrange oneself, to aim oneself only toward love of others. So the other will be more important than himself. We're not speaking of necessary things, since necessity will neither be praised nor condemned, but rather all the states that he's going through each and every day. So, we need to help each other, so each one will become an example to others, how much he is investing in his life in order to reach lishma, so this will appear to others and strengthen them, and in this way each one will help his friend. That's what we need. There's nothing more exalted, greater, more important, truly, other than this. We Let us hope that we will all feel it, understand it, acquire the impression of it, that what each one has in his heart in order to rise above himself and to be integrated in the friends, that this power in each friend's heart will influence everyone. And all of us then will rise to the degree of mutual bestowal, so that we'll succeed. We will succeed. It's all open before us. And we need to make it. We need to discover reality in the force of bestowal and not the force of reception. That's what's ahead of us. That is the topic. We have to be closer together around that idea, to be as one man in one heart. And we lack nothing. But that thought that will include all of us together, and we should turn to the Creator from that thought for Him to help us. It's clear that we didn't make ourselves in the current form, and we can't rise ourselves by ourselves, bring ourselves to identification with the Creator. Rather, everything depends on a deficiency for the new state. Although the new state is not inherently rooted in us, it's not found as a natural demand in us, but we can imagine to ourselves that state somehow, and ask the Creator to raise us, to bring us up to Him. So let's read what our great teachers write to us. Baal Sulam, Abash, a few others. Let's try to be incorporated in their thoughts, desires, their opinions, and let's adhere to them, and we too shall merit the degree of Lishma.
Go ahead.
The time of the giving of the Torah as one man with one heart, exit number 6, verses. It is written, and there Israel camped before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man in one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation have come together and become one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. We therefore see that the Creator made it so the people of Israel would achieve wholeness by giving them the power to all be of equal form, which is to bring contentment to one's Maker. Again. Exit number 6. It is written, and there Israel camped before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man in one heart, or with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation have come together and become one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. We therefore see that the Creator made it so that the people of Israel would achieve wholeness by giving them the power to all be of equal form, which is to bring contentment to one's Maker.
Ken. זאת אומרת, להרגיש שאנחנו מצד אחד.
Meaning to feel how on the one hand we are facing the mountain. We're by ourselves, we're not able to grasp it, to climb it, to acquire it. We are standing
Israel, Yashar Kel.
Before the mountain, and on the other hand, you can say that it's Israel, Yashael, who are aimed at the Creator, and although this mountain appears tall,
it's
possible to climb. Nevertheless, if we connect, we add our forces to one another, especially when each one helps the other. He forgets about himself, and he wants only for the sake of the friends. Then suddenly we feel that in this way, we are able to discover, to uncover the power to climb that mountain above the hate, above the Sinai, the separation. We're able to rise above it, connect, and reach the degree of Lishma.
זה בעצם הכניסה הנכונה למדרגה.
This is the correct way into the next degree of receiving the Torah. אנחנו
מתחילים להבין, להרגיש חוקים.
Or later we begin to understand, to feel the laws, the actions we need to carry out on this level called adhesion, a mutual adhesion in one another. In this way we climb that mountain, all those desires, all those thoughts that separate us. That's why it's called Mount Sinai. In all of our uncorrected desires, we get hate toward one another, hate for one another, and we can rise it above it and reach connection. So all this coarseness called Mount Sinai will eventually be underneath us, under our feet.
כך אנחנו זוכים לקבלת התורה ודבקות בבורא.
And we are rewarded with receiving the Torah and adhesion in the Creator.
אבל
it doesn't happen right away.
כך זה עולים
But
מגיעים למטרה.
And that's how we climb it and we reach the goal. Questions?
Why is being as one man with one heart always ends with bringing contentment to him?
No, doesn't end, it begins. It's the intention to come closer to the others, or you wish to succeed like a group of criminals, or you want to give contentment to the Creator.
In other words, bringing contentment to the Creator is when we unite in this intention. It's not climbing up Mount Sinai. It's the beginning, you say?
I don't want to get into all the details right now. We will get confused about it. There are many more things about it that we'll learn. But these big discernments are like that.
In other words, for us, in the 10, reaching being as one man with one heart, that should be our goal, to bring him contentment.
Yeah, that's clear. From the beginning, since the beginning of time, of creation, it's clear to us. Okay?
Reception of the Torah, is it the beginning of Lishma for her sake?
Yes.
What
is exactly Lishma in this whole process?
I'm willing to take upon myself all the conditions that the Torah demands of me in order to reach connection with my other qualities, which includes all of humanity, because each one needs to portray himself as Adam HaRishon, and only in such a form of connection we can reach identification with the Creator.
How do we help each friend enter Lishma? How do we push each friend to that point?
With the help of the 10? It's explained in the Torah quite a picturesque way.
How is it explained? How do we push each friend to Lishma? You said in the beginning we have to be impressed by what exists in each friend's heart.
Because connection is already the attainment of Lishma. Without connection, where we're simply in one place or doing one action, people who don't know one another, connection means that they, each one knows himself. They recognize how each one needs to reach everyone with him through deep heartfelt connection. And this is called a group, a nation, society. Otherwise, a person cannot be this way, cannot include inside of him so many discernments, so many different and opposing discernments, in order to absorb the upper light, the light of Torah. He must go through a shattering, and he must try and form connections, and then he will have the ability, both in the feeling of the shattering and in the feeling of connection, he will feel these qualities one against the other. And he will acquire the Torah in this way. In other words, he will begin to receive the reforming light that will connect all of his broken parts. And from the connection between the broken parts, he will begin to get to know the one reality, the Creator.
Who receives the Torah?
Who receives it?
Yes.
He who knows how to unite the parts of the broken vessel. Therefore, the shattering had to precede everything.
עוד? יופי, לאט לאט.
Good. כן. Slowly.
כל אחד מרגיש ש...
Each one feels that he is
קפיצה הזאת, ככה אני מרגיש שיש...
willing to make that jump. That's how I feel. Like each friend has this inner point that is willing to advance toward it. I wanted to ask, what did Nachshon do when he jumped and saw that everyone were jumping? What does a person do in order to see that everyone's ready, not only him?
He's not looking at the others, what they're doing. Because each and every one is obligated to do it. Each and every one is obligated to do it. Certainly he needs to look at others, but it's in order to support them. That's what Nachshon did.
Beseder. Moscow 7.
Okay, Moscow 7.
Сибров. Кора нет.
Thank you, Rav.
Обязана раскрыться в десятке.
The mountain of hatred that has to be revealed in the ten.
Получается, что она раскрываться должна.
And there we also have to connect all the parts. It seems, should this be revealed in relation to all the friends, or is the mountain of hatred should be revealed in my relation to only one friend?
Each one needs to try and reveal the connection in his ten. Not in everyone. But as you see in the example from the Torah itself, we need to divide people into tens, hundreds, thousands, and only in this way they can advance toward connection.
Я могу через одного товарища в десятке раскрыть всю гору ненависти, или мне нужно обязательно ко всем как бы испытать товарища?
Mountain of hatred through one friend in the ten, or do I have to feel it toward all the friends in the ten, the hatred?
According to the action, we need to first connect with whomever it feels easier to connect, and later with the rest.
Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and dear friend. Tek adam, tek kalp koşulunun eksikliğine nasıl geleceğim ki bu
mutlu? How can I come to a deficiency to be as one man with one heart so I can demand this state?
That's along the way you acquire the deficiency and the state itself. A deficiency for connection and connection itself. And one is pulling the other. You'll have it.
Zeu, woman, Lithuania.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 3. I'm not sure how connected this question is, but the question really is, what is the role of the feminine part of the process? Like we say, for her sake, and what is
אין לנו שום עניין לחלק.
We have no business dividing into men and women, other than the fact that it disturbs us in this study hall. It confuses us about the connection between us. But other than that, there's really no difference. None. If I wouldn't be able to differentiate between men and women according to gender, I would work with everyone equally.
Later
we will learn about it, we'll get into it, we'll see the source of these things. Why are we built this way? Why do we connect in this way between us? But for now, it completely doesn't, does not disturb us. We need to simply arrange properly our groups, the connections between us.
Николаев, Сочи.
Раф, подскажите, вот вы сказали сейчас недавно, что человек, который достоин как бы лишма, или который войдет, он...
You said that a person who is worthy of entering Lishma has to be ready for all the conditions he has to meet. But the conditions are unknown. So what? Is this a one-sided agreement that I'm willing to everything? How can one do this?
What appears before me for connection, I must accept it as a law that I must uphold.
А вот эти список условий как-то невозможно, да, заранее вообще ничего не известно.
And the list of conditions, you can't know it in advance?
There's no such list. There isn't. Rather, each and every one discovers such a list individually. He understands things one way tomorrow, different way the day after tomorrow, again.
Gilad.
Rav, he writes
here that everyone detached himself from self-love, and then they discover that they're all facing the same mountain.
Yes.
So it's both personal work where each one sees how lost he is, that he has to move away from self-love, and at the end of the process we discover that it's not a mountain, it's the same problem for everyone.
I don't know what is the end of the process. I'm not sure what you were trying to ask.
I want to ask about that state.
The state is when they see that they must rise or climb the mountain, Mount Sinai, when hate, sin'ah, is revealed between everyone, among everyone, and they wish to rise above this hate. And they begin to work against it, yes?
So, as one man with one heart, is the understanding that this mountain, no one can climb it alone?
Also, yes, of course. Only in relation to everyone can I climb this mountain.
So you can say that they discovered a common enemy or what is common between them, that this is the only thing that's common to everyone?
This will be revealed later.
Why
is it called camped?
Soon we will begin to discover it. Soon.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Kli Arami.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. We are on the connection duty, and we want to ask in the 10 the following question. What is the difference between one man and one heart?
These are 2 degrees that characterize the human in us, that we get to know a person. First you get to know the man, and then you get to know the...
What is one heart and what is one man?
One heart is how from the get-go we are in one desire that was later shattered. And arranged us to be millions, billions who are separated from one another, many hearts. And in truth, according to how we correct ourselves, we'll see that there are no many people here. There's only one man. And to the extent that he brought himself closer to the Creator, reached adhesion with the Creator, he discovers that he has only one form, bestowal. Then he's facing the Creator as one man in one heart, and he reaches adhesion with the Creator.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Your neighbor.
Thank you very much, Rav. Rav, what is this transition period that we are in? It seems like it's a more important period than the Lishma itself. This is how I feel.
It's true that we are in a very important time. This time is the seam between Lo Lishma and Lishma. We also don't know exactly what is Lishma, but we can discover it according to how much we enter Lishma. We learn a thing from its opposite, and that's the time we're in. Very important time. We have to get through it. Not rush through it, but consistently, daily. We need to see ourselves. What did I have until today? What do I have today? And what should I have tomorrow? According to how I think, and in this way we advance. I hope that you will feel how each one of those stages are extremely important in the building of the soul.
Because you said in the beginning that we have to be ready to receive the Torah. So I'm asking myself, what does it mean to be ready? Because in this process, I have to prepare myself for this goal.
Well, typically preparing oneself means to prepare the deficiency. Where we receive something in a deficiency that's prepared for the thing we wish to receive. So we want to reach Lishma. In other words, we need to have a deficiency for that.
Thank you.
Good
morning, Rav. Practically speaking, in the inner work, how do I remove my self-love toward each and every one in the nation? How do I, with my personal work, how do I remove the self-love that I have toward each and every one in the nation?
Toward each and every one from the nation, you can't do it. You lack the vessels, the tools, the level of precision, the enough resolution to see how you are facing each and every one. We can't see that the shattering took place in each and every detail. So it's unrealistic for now to try and correct ourselves in this way. But generally speaking, when those disturbances are revealed, we need to correct them.
So if I understand correctly, generally, opposite the disturbances in the 10, we perform corrections.
Yes.
not individually.
What does it mean individually?
He writes, because each and everyone in the nation completely detached himself from self-love, it turns out that all the individuals in the nation came together. So I'm asking about my work. And you're saying it's me opposite the 10, so to speak.
Yes.
So another thing I wanted to ask.
Not seemingly, it's really you against the 10.
Well, seemingly because I'm not against the 10. I don't feel like I'm against.
You will get there.
Oh, with the help of the Creator. I wanted to ask something else. It's as if he poses a condition here, presents a condition here for each and everyone to remove himself from self-love. And it turns out that all the individuals in the nation came together. In other words, when all of us in the 10 do the inner work, only then will all of us feel united.
Okay, this comes to us gradually.
I'm basically trying to understand the difference between group work and my personal responsibility.
Your personal responsibility is to first of all care about the 10. That it will be united. Everyone will care for one another. Each one will raise the 10 above himself. Everything we're learning about. One time, you're asking one question. Don't raise your hand again.
Okay. Sagar.
One question.
Yes, lanu reshimot mishlemu.
We have reshimot, records from wholeness. We have records from the shattering. And now we are experiencing records from the correction. Until from my flesh I will see God, and until return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Is this description correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Ken.
Yes.
שאלות מהאינטרנט. מקביו שואלים, איך אדם מסלק את עצמו?
Questions from the internet, from Kabiu. How does a person completely detach himself from self-love?
בצורה הדרגתית על ידי מאור.
Gradually through the reforming light.
זה לא שאדם עושה את זה.
It's not that a person is doing it. A person needs to reach a deficiency for it, and according to his deficiency, the upper light works and raises him from one degree to the next. Okay.
מרחובות שואלים, מה זה דבקות בבורא, והאם זאת המדרגה?
From רחובות, what is adhesion with the Creator? And what is the last degree in the correction? Rav. Adhesion with the Creator is from the first action to the final action we perform. And generally speaking, it is the purpose of all of our corrections, all of our actions. This is what we need to do.
That's it.
Other than adhesion with the Creator, there is nothing. Everything is toward him with respect to him.
Woman PT6. Rav, shamati otcha omer.
PT6 women. I heard you say that this is a very important time, that we need to get through it, not rush through it, but gradually, consistently, each day see what do I have today, what will I have for tomorrow. What are we checking?
How much we are connecting together, uniting together, and how much in the connection between us we can decipher correctly our situations, our states, and feel that we are coming closer to each other.
Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Raf.
Morning.
to continue the discussion about this this camping. So, what is actually happening when we camp before the mount of hatred? So, what is this camping actually for? What sort of process is going on there in this camping?
אנחנו נלמד את זה. נלמד.
We will learn it. We will learn it. There will be excerpts about it. There are explanations concerning it. We will do it. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф. А, хисарон к лишма. Вот вы сказали, что у нас был...
The deficiency for лишма.
Что это за такой хисарон? Мы можем в десятки проявить.
You said we need to have it. What is that deficiency that we can discover in the ten?
When I look at creation after several years of having been studying, hearing, I ask myself, so what is the goal in the end? Then I gradually through all of my studies, through all the excerpts and the verses I learned, I begin to understand that a person has to rise in changing his nature from the will to receive, which is 100% that he is immersed in it, 100% in the will to receive. And through with the help of the outer force, which is the creator force of bestowal, he has to have it influence him. And then, through it, he will also come to the force of bestowal. And gradually, he will adhere to this force of bestowal. And this is how he will advance. This is already called climbing up the ladder of degrees of bestowal. This is what we learn. And this is what we gradually discover. Whether we want to or not, it becomes revealed in the mind and the heart of each and every student. And then we ask, so how do we do it? So the difference between this world where we live and the spiritual world is, as it is written, the enslavement of kingships. So the common ruling force in this world is the force of our ego, the will to receive. And in the spiritual world, it is the force of bestowal. And this is what we have to do, to try to understand the difference between the two worlds, between the two states, and how we can come from this world, the egoistic world, into the upper world, a world of giving and love. This is basically our work, to scrutinize between the two and examine ourselves each time. Where am I? What am I drawn to? Okay.
Первое, вот вы сказали, подъем по ступеням. А первая для нас ступенька, ну как бы.
You said to be on the degrees, the first degree for us in the connection in this work. How do we sum it up in the ten?
אנחנו לא יכולים עדיין.
We still can't talk about the quality of the ten, because this is already the unity of the ten, because this is already a spiritual degree. Before that, you have all kinds of connections, just like in any group. We get closer, we unite, we become friends, we become closer, but Not more than that. Until we start searching between us for that special force that unites us and can elevate us to the level of connection. So within the ten, between us, it will be connecting us. So we will feel that we are dependent on each other and are willing to be in this connection.
Okay?
Meaning it's felt as an external force.
Yes. Women, Turkey 6.
Merhaba Rav. Yaradan tırmanmışken ki Yaradan Sina'da ben de oraya...
I have two related questions. The first is, why is it necessary to feel hate toward the ten at Mount Sinai?
Because we want to skip, to rise above our ego, and our ego is unwilling for this. This is why we feel two forces. One force is that we want to connect between us, and opposite that, you have a different force which separates us. We discover one on top of the other.
Ita 1.
Rav, la montagna d'odio è un'opportunità, ma pure un pericolo. Cosa dobbiamo fare in pratica in decina?
The mount of hate is an opportunity, but also danger. What do we need to do practically in the ten when this mountain appears? And who will be our Moses? Faith? Rav? Thank you.
All in all, we still can't depict to ourselves the mountain, the hatred, Moses, and all those discernments, elements of this occasion, this event. But it will happen. Basically, we only need one thing, to try to be closer to each other, support each other, check to what extent our ego is in it, and in this way, from moment to moment, from day to day, when we can, to prepare ourselves for the real connection, the real revelation.
Noi siamo lontani dal Sinai, ma incontriamo delle piccole montagne adesso.
We are far from Sinai, but we're meeting around smaller mountains. What is our situation?
We have yet to discover.
Kabu 7.
Thank you, Rav. I see people all the time reading the Torah, holidays and Shabbat and Shavuot. I think for them is they were given the Torah. So what does it mean to receive the Torah?
The time of receiving the Torah is called the time of Shavuot. That's what it's called. Right now, it's not important for me to point out this day beyond that. And that's it. I have no interest in that. The important thing is that I want to receive the Torah, which is called a method for attaining the Creator.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Woman Moscow 18.
Women Moscow 18.
Вопрос от десятки.
Dear Rav, question from the ten.
Это расчет и усилия каждого в десятке.
The condition for removing self-love.
Усилием десятки.
Is that required of each one in the ten? Or was it given to each one regarding the efforts of the entire ten?
It is given to each one through his adhesion with a ten. Women, Turkey 6.
Women, Turkey 6.
Women, Turkey 6.
Sesim geliyor. Nefret dağında kalabilir miyim? Orada takılı kalma ihtimalim var mı?
How can a friend overcome hate that she feels toward the friends while the Creator is at the top of Mount Sinai?
We have to constantly try to get closer to the friends, that's all. Otherwise we'll get confused. Owen.
Mm-hmm. Next excerpt.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Rabash says, and Israel camped there before the mountain. Rashi interpreted as one man with one heart. This is why it is written, camped, in singular form. However, the rest of the pauses are with complaints and disputes. This is why it is written, camped in plural form in Hebrew. And it follows that singular refers to equivalence of form. With the above said, we should interpret that the Creator has made the people of Israel, although they are many, as in, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another, still, he has made them a unique people in the world, which is a great novelty. That is, although they are a nation, meaning plural, they still have the singular form through equivalence of form.
Shelot.
Questions? Read again.
Again, and Israel camped there before the mountain, and Rashi interpreted as one man with one heart. This is why it is written, camped, in a singular form. However, the rest of the pauses are with complaints and disputes. And this is why it is written there, camped, in plural form. And it follows that singular refers to equivalence of form. With the above said, we should interpret that the Creator has made the people of Israel, although they are many, as in, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another, still, he has made them a unique people in the world, which is a great novelty. That is, although they are a nation, meaning plural, they still have a singular form through equivalence of form.
Ken.
Yes.
תודה רב. כתוב, אף על פי שהם רבים, אף על פי שהם...
It says, even though they are many, they're plural, they're a nation, they still have a singular form. What does that mean, they have a singular form?
That initially they come from one root for the purpose of correction. So they will participate. When they participate in the correction, in the connection, they separate, and then they have to reassemble themselves into one root.
Before separating, they need to reach a certain level of connection?
No, they were seemingly connected.
Again.
Okay. Yes.
I want to ask, what is that thing where individuals reach equivalence of form?
That they all operate toward one goal. And each one from his own point in the heart.
So, and what is their equivalence of form?
In all of them being together and having one goal, one form, one force, and each one as much as he can, as much as he's able by the root of his soul, supports the connection between them.
This equivalence of form that we come to, what necessitates it? The goal necessitates it? What necessitates them?
The Creator's will. He wants them to be connected and in this way reach adhesion. And in the adhesion, they will reveal Him.
What turns our work into the first Lishma? When, for the first time, do we enter Lishma?
When we want, can connect between us in order to reveal some form of the Creator.
Can.
Yes?
What does it mean, different faces, different opinions? How do I recognize that?
Because each one who wants to perform some act of bestowal toward the others works from within his own desire in connecting to them. And then it turns out that he has a different patsuf from the others.
And the way I see the friend working in this way, as if each friend has a different form by which he's trying to bestow to the friends.
It so happens because his will to receive is different.
So I need to notice this form in each friend?
No. You don't need to discern it in a different way in each friend. You have to work from you, from within you toward all the friends, and likewise each one. But it turns out that each one who operates acts from the depth of his own nature.
Am I supposed to bring together different things? I'm working on connection. What am I connecting?
It turns out that whether you want to or not, of course you do a different work from those of from others, from that of others.
So it's not about different faces, different views. I'm simply working toward the friends uniformly. Everyone appears the same. I pray for them as 1:10. I don't understand where's my place to connect them. What do we actually connect?
Now you're asking, what do I need to do in the 10?
From this discernment of connecting, what do I need to connect there?
You have to connect all the friends so they are directed toward one goal. Now, you don't do this egoistically because you have a goal and you want to bend them all in that direction. But rather, you want to scrutinize together with them what exactly is the form of the Creator that we have to attain. And how we direct ourselves toward Him.
So, each and every friend who depicts how he needs to attain the Creator, are those the different views?
different views, of course, it's written about it. As their faces are different, their views are different, everything is different. And we have to direct ourselves more and more toward the one form.
So all the forms of approaching the Creator that I feel from every friend,
that they will unite together.
Clear. And what does it mean that they will connect together?
Unite together, meaning that in the end we will attain the form of the Creator that is the same, that is equal for everyone.
Thank you.
Oren.
Oren.
Excerpt. Number 8, Rabash says, and the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. And we should understand how they could be as one man with one heart, since we know that what our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
Let's picture it in this way. Each one has his own perspective, his own perception, his own heart, his own soul. Each one cannot be in any way similar to another. The differences are fundamental in each and every one. And hence the question, in what can they be connected? It turns out that they have no point of connection other than what is revealed between them, their spiritual source, which created them before, and this is the Creator, meaning in yearning for the Creator to reveal Him, to unite with Him, to connect with Him, to adhere to Him. They, on the one hand, establish themselves as one root, which beforehand they don't know what it is, and only then do they find themselves as being truly in their source. Otherwise, they cannot find themselves in a state of rest, in a state of balance. Read it again, please.
Again, number 8. And the people encamped as one man with one heart. This means that they all had one goal, which is to benefit the Creator. We should understand how could they be as one man with one heart, since we know what our sages said, as their faces are not similar to one another, their views are not similar to one another. So how could they be as one man with one heart? Answer. If we are saying that each one cares for himself, it is impossible to be as one man, since they are not similar to one another. However, if they all annul themselves and worry about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
If the Creator did not break the shape of Adam Rishon, there would be no way to reveal the Creator, because precisely that form of connection that they attain, they can attain it only out of the shattering and the remoteness, opposition, hatred, rejection, repulsion, all of the evil inclination that is in there between them will be revealed as something that shows them how different they are. And out of that difference, because of that difference, or in that difference, they discover the opposite, the Creator.
Beseder?
Okay.
Be'er Sheva.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit, Bereshutcha.
Good morning, Rav, World 10. It's mentioned here, and the people camped before the mountain. And there are also pauses and complaints. What is that?
We will learn it later. It's not important for us now.
This is before reaching the decision of working for the burden of the kingdom of heaven fully?
Yes.
Thank you, Rob.
No questions. Yes.
Already at the beginning of the lesson, you mentioned the importance of giving an example. And I'm trying to think how each one can give an example where he doesn't care for himself. He has no care and concern for himself.
Well,
how do you give such an example? What do I need to show the friends to show them that I don't care for myself?
You have two qualities, either caring for yourself or caring for others. Show them that you care for others, and by that you show them that you are not in caring for yourself.
Care for others, of course, it's to show them that they are important, that
they are more important to you than yourself.
There's this interesting phenomenon. The more time goes by, when you know each other in the tent for years, you're impressed less with examples set by friends. What do you do with that?
It is natural. Habit takes out the flavor. So what we need to do is help each other renew the inspiration. Even from things that we've been through many times, I have to be inspired by the friends to the extent that they show me their inspiration.
By speaking to one friend about another friend, can I do it by awakening the greatness of that third friend?
Perhaps, yes, could be.
Thank you. It turns out that the Creator broke the connection between us. Then we come to the state of Mount Sinai. We connect, we receive the Torah. We always say from your actions, we shall know you. But it turns out that we get to know him through our own actions. We connect in order to reveal him.
He broke the connection between us. He brings us to renew the connection. And he helps us by through obstructions or through support to renew the connection. And then we discover the upper state 600 times more than we would reveal it without him.
In what way does he help us reveal the connection? It seems like he's separating us.
By revealing to us the disconnection, the separation.
So we work from the point of separation in order to connect.
We only go through those same states that he has prepared for us.
And then when we discover it, we can say from your actions we shall know you?
Yes.
So what is our act?
Our act is to go over the states that the Creator has prepared for us so as to reach the complete Lishma. Complete bestowal. Complete connection. It is all a preparation.
בסדר?
Okay.
טוב.
All right.
כן.
Yes.
יש שאלה מקבוצת מגרמניה, שואלים...
From Germany, they ask, we're supposed to attain the goal uniformly, but I only see various forms. What is the uniform form for all of us?
The uniform form for all of us is to all be adhere to one another in order to make room for the Creator to be in adhesion with us.
Simple.
As much the closer we come to each other, the closer we bring the Creator to us. Okay. Yes.
אם מגיעים לחיסרון ללשמה, האם זה נהנה מיד או שצריכים ביחד ל...
If we reach a deficiency for lishma, is it answered immediately or do we have to gradually come to this deficiency? No, even alone. Even alone.
טוב, איפה אנחנו אורן?
Okay, Oren, where are we?
Number
9. 9,
from Zohar for all portion Kedoshim. Since the day when Israel were in the world, they were not in one heart and one desire before the Creator, as on that day when they stood at Mount Sinai.
Yes. In other words, it was a very fateful day, very sharp, critical day, a decisive day. Because on the one hand, if you don't receive the Torah, here will be your burial place. On the other hand, if you do receive the Torah, then you raise yourselves, elevate yourselves above all the stars. Clear? This is the condition that they received. Of course, we're talking about in order to bestow. In both directions. And they discovered what Mount Sinai means.
Woman Turkey 4.
Women Turkey 4.
Selam Rav. Ulus olmak için aynı amaçta olmak gerektiğini anladık. Ama herkes de aynı amaca gitmek istemesine rağmen doğru olanın ne olduğu konusunda karşı görüşler olabilir.
We understood that in order to be a nation, it's necessary to have the same goal. But even though everyone wants to achieve the same goal, there are opposing views about what is this right to do. It seems as if everyone wants unity, but on the one hand, but we cannot stand an opinion that is against ours. What should convince us to give up being right in order to unite?
It's really a question. How can I annul myself and when I think I'm right?
No.
Well? What are you laughing, Shai? That's the force of a woman in a person. That as much as she supposedly is quiet, but along with that, as much as she can hold on to her opinion, and even though she makes a form of receiving, like the control of her husband, but her opinion remains in her. That's nature. God forbid it's not about scrutinizing qualities. That's just nature. What, Senka, you want to add something? You're afraid. Okay. No, we have nothing to be afraid of. We're speaking about nature. You want a microphone? Okay.
I want to say that in a woman there's also a quality of a man, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking for.
Right.
So what is she asking? She's asking in this direction, how to find a man within us.
So you have those qualities and states, instances, structure, lessons. Please, do it.
So that's the search, yeah?
That's the search, yes. That's the search.
Spain 1.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. ¿Por qué anularse las opiniones?
Good day, friends. Rav, why after we nullify, then the views, the opinions are no longer individual?
I didn't understand.
Why after annulment, each one's opinion is cancelled, as we said before. So how do they become something collective and not something personal? Even though it's nullified, one is nullified, why are his opinions continue to be his?
No, I don't understand.
He's asking about the end of item 8. It says in the last part of the quote, number 8, when they all annul themselves and worry only about the benefit of the Creator, they have no individual views, since the individuals have all been cancelled and have entered the single authority.
Yes. So what is there to ask about it?
What is cancelled, what remains from the individuality?
From the individuality, everything is cancelled except for one thing. Everyone leaves his individual point directed towards a connection with everybody else and the Creator. All other things that would you'd serve them on the path, they all just fall to the side. All those qualities fall. Okay, friends, we should go, I guess, to the next part, right, Owen?
Yes.
So, please.
So we'll do a song, and then we'll move.